Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Feeling sacred. Holy.
I want to kiss you in Paris. Goodbye. I want to hold your hand in Rome. I want to run naked in a rainstorm. Make love in train, cross country. You put this in me. So now what? So now what? Wanting, needing, waiting for you to justify my love.
For you to justify my love, to justify.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
This is Budget Bardo. I'm the Sacred Sister.
I came up with a new name today. What was it? Oh. Someone else did.
What was it?
Jenny Henry.
Jenny Henry? Like Jenny Sparks?
Yeah, and Lenny Henry. And because, yeah, it's a long story. It doesn't matter.
Well, we've got time. We're here for 2 hours, folks. This is the holy, no, divine, sacred, and there was another word.
Occult.
An eclipse edition. Because there's been a lot of freaky occurrences. And also, you know, it's nice to think about the divine and the sacred.
Mm-hmm.
What does spirituality mean to you?
Everything. What does it mean to you?
I think it's the reason.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's like some kind of feeling of connectivity.
Yeah.
And some kind of feeling of purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and synchronicities and stuff.
Yeah, has anything happened recently? Has a toad crossed your path? Because that has happened to me.
Yeah, actually, 2 things happened to me to do with my front door on Sunday.
What happened?
We were expecting some friends to be calling round, and I was just off to the toilet quickly.
And
I was quickly going to the toilet, and I walked into my hallway, and I was like, be so weird if Flo was like coming to the door now. And then I was looking at my door, and I was like, is that me or Flo? Like the reflection. So I just walked to the door and she knocked on it and I opened it and we were like,
and you said, I'm going to the toilet.
Yeah. But then on Monday, I was like, I bought some new waterproof shoes on the internet. Like last week, and on Monday I was thinking, oh, it'd be so nice if I had my waterproof shoes today to wear to work so I don't have to wear these wet trainers for another day. And I was walking into the hallway again, and I was like, it'd be so cool if the postman knocked on the door now, and he knocked on the door.
Wow.
Weird, no?
I would say that would be weirder if the postman didn't normally come to the front door.
I was just like, I was thinking, oh, he's not going to come now because he usually comes at about 1:30.
Oh, but it was early.
And then I was like, it'd be so cool if he came now though. And then he knocked on the door and I was like, I was just thinking about you.
But you but you are quite good at manifesting.
Yeah, so maybe I made that happen, yeah.
I've been trying to do a lot of manifestation recently, like when I go around the corner, there will be a car park place.
For your car to be parked in.
Yeah. Or like,
yeah.
I think that something about the positive vibrations of thoughts about needing a car parking space are quite real.
The important stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. So that first song was Justify My Love by Madonna. And that whole album has been requested as a kind of sacred, divine piece of art.
But we're not going to do that, are we?
Not the whole thing. We have got a couple. But that is Justify My Love, which is very sensual. And it is from the Best Of album, which is called The Immaculate Collection.
Oh.
I nearly said conception because that's the joke. That's the old joke there.
She's funny, isn't she?
Madonna.
Yeah. And you.
Well, thanks. And we're going to carry on with basically, yeah.
No.
Why?
Because he's a Trump supporter. I forgot to tell you.
The Kiffness.
Yeah.
How has that happened?
He's been going on about Charlie Kirk and stuff.
Oh, no. Okay, well, we can't play that. I wanted to play that because Ray's obsessed with that song now.
Well, is Ray in bed now?
Yeah, but this one isn't that one. This was one that I thought was more... But okay, we won't play that because we do not condone people that promote Trump. Okay, so we'll move on to...
He's been cancelled.
By us. That's quite big. That is going to show him.
Sorry, okay. I forgot to tell you.
That's all right. Well, we'll play this by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is Bright Horses, and it's extremely beautiful and I would say divine. And I'm actually going to see a film about his collaborator, Warren Ellis, tomorrow at the showroom, and I'm sure that'll be very good. So here we go.
Horses are broken free from the fields. They are horses of love, their manes full of fire. They are parting the cities, those bright burning horses. And everyone is hiding, and no one makes a sound. I'm by your side and I'm holding your hand. Ride horses of wonder springing from your burning. Has a heart and it's calling for something. And we're all so sick and tired of seeing things as they are. The horses are just horses and their manes aren't full of fire. And the fields are just fields and there ain't no Lord. And everyone is hidden and everyone is cruel. There's no shortage of tyrants and no shortage of fools. And the little white shape dancing at the end of the hall is just a wish the time dissolve it all. Don't mean we can't believe in something and anyway. My baby's coming back now on the next train. I can hear the whistle blowing, I can hear the mighty roar, I can hear the horses prancing in the pastures of the Lord. The train is coming and I'm standing here to see, and it's bringing my baby right back to me. Well, there are some things it's hard to explain, but my baby's coming home now on the 5:30
Easy Star All Stars, sorry. And that was from the Dark Side of the Moon.
Dubside.
God.
What a tongue twister.
What a tongue twister for me. I listened to that whole, I think it's quite nice to listen to that in its entirety as well, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I guess Dark Side of the Moon's good to listen to in its entirety, but that's better. and before that, it was Some Velvet Morning by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood.
Oh, I don't even remember that happening.
What? The one that goes, Some Velvet Morning when I'm straight. Mm. I'm going to open up your gate.
All right.
Okay. That one passed her by.
It was obviously like having a nice chat.
Yeah. And then before that, it was Nick Cave and the Bad Season. We did not choose the cat song.
No way.
Which I was going to play for my little cat that's been alone for like 12 hours all day. But I won't talk about it because I know you were quite scathing about that idea.
What, leaving your cat?
No, cats and dogs as a theme. So
yeah.
Let's not talk about cats anymore.
Yeah, cats have been cancelled. No, wow. The Kiffness has been cancelled. Okay. You can play another little cat song, surely.
No, I was trying not to say the name even. Now you've given them the...
Oh, that guy.
The airtime. Okay, so... Yeah. So what... You were just saying that you feel like things are feeling good because the eclipse has passed.
We're still in it. We're still in it, but it's not as, like, intense now.
So...
Last week, we couldn't go on the radio because I was just like, it's not safe out there.
We did need a rest.
But we've just had two eclipses, which makes energy quite crazy.
Well, how has it manifested in you?
Just stay safe, basically. Don't talk to many people.
Really?
How did it manifest in me? Last week was just not nice. Loads of not nice things were happening.
In the world, I was okay. Or personal?
Obviously just, not. I feel like everyone was going through a lot of stuff last week.
Yeah, and we're blaming it on that big old burning ball in the moon.
And the sun.
That was the burning ball.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, those guys.
Well, during this show, we're talking about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, do you believe in the occult?
Yes.
Do you believe in the supernatural?
Yeah.
Anything in particular that's happened to make you feel like that?
I see dead people.
Oh. And how's that?
No, not really. Oh. Sorry. I'm not. Why?
Well, last night I'd like to just tell you so that we can look it up, but I had a really intense dream and the end of it had a huge black bear in it, and I think that must mean something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So let's look that up. And also we might be doing a tarot reading during the show, which is quite scary. What if it says something terrifying on air?
Yeah.
But yeah, hope everyone else has got through the eclipse times. And we shall carry on with a song called Go Dig My Grave.
Place a marble stone at my head and feet, and on my breast a snow white dove, to tell this world that I died for love. Oh Lordy, Lord, oh Lordy me, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lordy me. She went upstairs for to make her bed, and not one word to her mother said. Her mother, she went upstairs too, saying, daughter, oh daughter, I cannot tell that.
what?
Ooh. Lovely pan pipes there.
Was that Andre 3000?
No, Los Caballeros.
Oh.
And LTJ Bookham with Atlantis, because that's pretty like, whoa. And before that, it was, yeah, Go Dig My Grave by Lancôme.
I remember when I first heard of them, it was because you were off to see them. But what were you calling them? Lancôme? Oh,
No, I thought I was very cool because I was pronouncing it in the proper way of Lamachon.
Is that what it is?
No, that's just that kind of kebab pizza.
Oh.
I don't know why I thought it was pronounced like that, but it certainly is not. So can we do a tarot reading?
Yeah. I've actually
got your cards.
Got my cards right here. One second.
I hope it's not going to be too scary like the three skeletons on top of each other. You know that one.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice card.
Mm.
Okay.
Shout out to Fiona, our only listener today.
Yeah. And Richard.
And Richard. I'm sure other people are listening as well. Hope you're all well.
Yeah, me too. So, got the past week just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Hermit.
Which, what does that mean?
Means that last week was a time of reflection. The Hermit shows you have pulled back a little, taken some quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sought some deeper understanding.
I am definitely on a journey at the moment.
Yeah. It feels like you were searching for answers within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even if life around you was busy. Is that right?
Yeah. 100%.
So, present, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh. What does that mean?
Means the wheel's turning. You're on a journey. This week may feel full of changes or unexpected twists. But they're leading you into a new cycle. It's a reminder that nothing stays the same forever. Ups and downs are all part of the bigger picture, and you're right at a turning point.
I really am.
Then your last card is the week ahead. So we can check back in next week and see if this has happened.
Okay, what does it say?
We've got the Star.
Yeah.
So that brings hope, inspiration and healing energy. It's about renewal and feeling more optimistic.
Oh, nice. So it's quite a positive one, thankfully.
Yeah, after some ups and downs.
Yeah.
Going to feel lighter.
Oh,
as if a weight is lifting.
This is lovely. This is lovely, lovely stuff. We'll keep the sacred and divine feelings going now with a bit of Enya.
Sweet.
Let me be it, the shoes of Tripoli. Let me say it, let me say it, let me crush. To kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize. Went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize. It's there you'll find your hill. It's there you'll find your hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he.
That was Dream State by Kelly Lee Owens. Very nice. And we found out that dreaming of a black bear, which I did last night, means rejuvenation? No.
Strength.
Power. Strength and power.
And like, yeah, being fearless, maybe putting up some boundaries.
What did you dream about last night?
No idea. I had a really bad migraine in bed the other night. As soon as my head hit the pillow, I got a migraine, which is so weird.
Sounds like quite a lot of people are getting migraines and headaches.
Yeah, I think it's the eclipse.
The eclipse.